The following is an excerpt from a lecture by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on August 28, 1980 in Los Angeles, California, USA.
And there he met Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit said that you can't imagine Gadadhar Pandit. I'm just shortening the whole thing. But he was, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, he was in such separation. He was so, no one could see him, no one could speak to him. He was so intensely in separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Factually, when he came, he said, we could see you simply keeping his life to see Srinivas. After he saw him, he sent him and he went to all the different devotees. He went to Ramananda Rai. He saw him for some time, embraced him. He went down, touched his feet. And then each one, they saw Srinivasacharya, knowing that this was the person who Lord Chaitanya was empowering to preach, one of the great devotees who would be preaching, who would be doing Sankirtan. In this way, they went to so many devotees. Of course, it's a very great story. He went then to take instruction for Gadadhar Pandit, but he showed him his Bhagavatam. He said, what can I do? The whole Bhagavatam was washed out because when they were reading it, the tears of their eyes would wash it out. There was nothing left. He said, he looked at it. He said, I can't study this Bhagavatam. There's no more letters. So he was sent back to Navadvip to get a Bhagavatam written. You see, I was bringing this story in a different classes up to now, so I'm just kind of skimming over to get up to the time when he returned back to Navadvip. So when he finally, you see, he got back to Navadvip to get a new Bhagavatam written. You see, at that time, it was already pre-informed that he was coming to Chaitanya's followers in a wonderful way. As he came near to Navadvip, again he met Narahari Sarkar and he told him, you should go quickly to Navadvip and then to Vrindavan. Actually, first you should go to Navadvip. I'm cutting out a little bit. Actually, this is the second time he came back. He went to Navadvip for one day, and immediately he came back to Jagannath Puri. When he came back, Gadadhar Pandit disappeared. He was again going to commit suicide. He was finished. But then Gadadhar Pandit told him to go back to Bengal. He went back to Bengal. Then on the way back, he was thinking only of meeting Nityananda and Advaita. They heard they disappeared. He was in deep separation. They came in a dream, embraced him, said, you go meet the devotees of Vrindavan, of Navadvip, then you go to Vrindavan. So then when he went to Navadvip, very eager, at that time, he met this devotee, Bhansi Badan, who was a disciple of Vishnu Priya, the consort of Lord Chaitanya. And immediately he saw him, and he said, this must be Srinivas. Everyone had heard about him. Although he was just a young boy, he was, a young man, but he was so wonderful features, very pure features, and he was always chanting Hare Krishna. He was always absorbed in thinking of Lord Chaitanya. And he was very humble. And so, as soon as he saw him, he went and informed Vishnu Priya, who was in a deplorable condition. And when she heard that it was Srinivas, and immediately bring him in. And Srinivas came in, paid his obeisances, started offering prayers, and she put her lotus feet on his head, and she started to instruct him that last night, Lord Chaitanya, he came to me, and he sat down by my side. He brought me over and sat me down by him, and he said, my dear, you see, Vishnu Priya, there is one devotee, Srinivas, who cannot imagine how much grief he is suffering. Because you can, at this time, he went down to see Chaitanya, disappeared. He saw Gadadharapandita, when came back to get the Bhagavad, went back. Gadadharapandita disappeared. He came back to see Nitai and go and Advaita, they disappeared. He said, you cannot imagine how much grief he is feeling. Please, you give him special mercy. And saying this, he disappeared. So Vishnu, if we could understand this, was a very special devotee for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And she, for every day he came there for a few days. And at that time, the different devotees he also met is simply meeting devotees. This is the most wonderful pastime. Vaishnavas, they meet together, they discuss the spiritual master and Lord Chaitanya, they meet together, then they go out and continue their preaching. But this meeting is a very ecstatic, wonderful experience. You see, because it's simply, at that time, one simply glorifying the great qualities of Vaishnavas, glorifying the qualities of the previous acharyas, glorifying the qualities of the Lord, and explain different way how to expand the preaching. And then, of course, they have to separate and continue their services. So then they see Srivas came, and he gave his mercy. He met Murari Gupta, he met Chandrasekhar, he met Govinda Ghosh, he met all the devotees. And they told him, finally, you go. You must go to Vrindavan. You must go to Vrindavan. So, then Srinivas Acharya, you see, that he's far junior than Srivas, the Narada Muni of the Panchatatta. He was first told that you just, first of all, just visit Shantipur and see the devotees there. He went there, and there he saw Sita Rani. First, just I want to just describe to you the situation of Vishnupriya. I mean, she was so thin. She wasn't eating. The whole night she couldn't sleep. She was just chanting Chaitanya's name, Hare Krishna, the whole night. She wasn't sleeping. She would offer a very nice prasad to Lord Chaitanya, but she couldn't eat. She'd just see the prasad and just start crying in separation. So practically, her clothes were a little bit torn and just not very well kept. And she was simply absorbed. But she was just like effulgent from her devotion. And anyone who saw her was just melted. That was the condition. A similar condition was Sita Devi, the consort of Advaita. She couldn't bear the separation. What do we know of love of the Vaishnavas or love of the Lord? What separation do we know? These devotees were in such intense separation. You see. But in spite of that separation, when they saw Srinivas, they became so enlivened that they were feeling little transcendental happiness just to see him. And the other people there analyzing that these devotees are practically, they can't even know how they're living. They're in such grief and separation from their lords. Yet, when they see Srinivas, how they're feeling transcendental joy, he must have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his heart. Otherwise, how they can be feeling mitigation of their separation? And she told him, listen, that you are going to distribute so many transcendental literatures, you're going to preach the message of Lord Chaitanya, you're going to make so many devotees. This is you must stay on this world, you see, your whole life. You don't think about leaving any earlier. You know, because sometimes he would get very much in anxiety and want to he couldn't bear to live. After those things, when he came one after another, and everyone just before he got there. Of course, Advaita and Nityananda had embraced him in when he was unconscious in a dream, and ordered him to like that. So, still he was sometimes, you know, so frustrated when these things happen. He said, "You must stay, because you have a special mission." And then she had Achyutananda, Advaita's son, and other sons give mercy upon him. And he saw the place where Advaita, Nityananda, they all sat. Then he went down to Korda and he met Janovan, Vasudha. Everyone, he paid his obeisances and they gave a special mercy on him. Birbhadra Prabhu gave him mercy. Then they send him, each one would send to the next devotee. Before you go to Vrindavan, you see this one devotee. And this way he would end up being sent from Jagannath Puri to Navadip, Navadip to Santipur, Santipur to Kordaha. Then they send you go to Karnafuli, you see Abhiram Thakur. When he went to see Abhiram Thakur, Abhiram could see him, he said, let me test him. He offered some prasad to Jagannath, to Krishna, and he sent four devotees, and they first took the prasad. But then Srinivas, he was eagerly took their Mahaprasad. Seeing that Abhiram Thakur was satisfied, just that he was a humble devotee, he would accept the Mahaprasad of Vaishnavas. He wasn't, you know, thinking, oh, this is already touched, this is, you know, like a smarta. So then, Abhiram Thakur was a bit unusual, a special mercy of Nityananda. He used to, when he was very affectionate, he would give this special type of bijoy slap. And he would practically, he would knock the prem into someone. He would, and he smacked him three times. And by giving him this slap, if I, his wife came and said, if you don't give him too much, because if he gets too ecstatic, how he'll preach? He won't be able to perform his, you know, because he was getting so ecstatic from these slaps. So then he ordered him that you have to go to Vrindavana. So then he just returned and he took permission from his mother, and there he met the devotees, Narahari Sarkar, Raghunandan, Chiranjeev, all those devotees of Srikandu, and they embraced him, and they couldn't bear the fact that he was leaving. He stayed for a few days. Although they're far senior, they were just, you see, even when he's a small boy, Narahari was much, he was a personal associate of Chaitanya. When he was a small boy, he took his hands, and he just took over his whole body and blessed him, that you become a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you'll be blessed with pure love of Radha Krishna. So there was a long stay. This time he was very old, Narahari. We sing Kiva Narahari Adik. You can just see it was like one huge family. Just one huge family. You see. They're so closely connected, although they are different places. So finally he took permission and he went off to Vrindavan very eagerly to meet Rupa and Sanatan. Of course we know when he reached Vrindavan, he saw huge crowds. He said, what is this? He said, you don't know. To Rupa and Sanatan, they have gone back to the spiritual world. And then he heard that and he just felt, he just collapsed. He was just crushed. Who he would learn Bhagavatam from. All this time, this is just on his way to Vrindavan. And then he woke up and he was in the room of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and he took initiation from him. And then he sent him to take special instruction from Jiva Goswami.
This is an audio broadcast of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. To receive this audio broadcast on your mobile every day, add the number +91 96819 16108 to your contacts as JPS Archives, and send this number a WhatsApp message. Maharaja's message, your advantage.